Well, hello. This is the Next Gen Podcast. This is Bobby, KM6IKH, founder of the world-famous Rugged Spot and the seven other models we now have. Hope everybody's doing great. Hey, I want to mention something that's brand new that's really interesting. It's pretty exciting in ham radio. The ICOM 705. Go look it up on Google rather than me try to give you a haircut in the phone, explain all the details of it. It's an all-in-one, get-it-done, phenomenal combination of features, functions, HF, UHF, I think it does VHF, I'm not sure. I just looked at the specs a few moments ago myself, but it is a portable unit. It's not a handheld, but it's a portable. It will run on battery power, and it is one of the coolest, most exciting pieces of ham radio gear I think I've ever seen, actually. ICOM just outdid themselves. This was demonstrated at the ham radio, I'm going to call it a fair for a lack of better explanation of what it is, but the ham radio convention, I guess that you would say, over in Japan last week. Reiko Novak was over there. Of course, he is the U.S. ICOM representative, and I didn't see him doing any particular videos on this. It's not FCC approved yet, but of course it's ICOM. They're an extremely long-term, well-established company. They will positively get FCC approval. So it's not even FCC approved yet, and I'm to understand Gigaparts has taken pre-reservations on that machine. I do not know the cost. I'm going to throw a number out there because I'm pretty good at guessing value of things. I'm going to throw a number out there of about $800. I think that's about what it's going to go for. I could be wrong. Time will tell. But anyways, I'll say $800 to $850. Based upon the quality of an ICOM and the features and functions that this machine has, I would say it's a very fair value at $800 to $850. If anything, I'm sure it would be a little higher. But nonetheless, it is an ICOM. Their quality is phenomenal. I have an ICOM 4100A here, which is the American edition. And I got to tell you, it's one of the coolest radios that I've ever used. It's a wonderful mobile rig. I'm using it as a stationary rig here in the lab right now. But it is a really, really, really high quality piece of equipment. I'm sold lock, stock, and barrel on ICOM, although I have other radios. I have an MD380. I have three other Baofeng radios. I'm not a radioholic. I don't have to buy the latest thing. I don't bite at the most recent thing that comes out. It's just not how I roll. I don't do that. I wait till things come out. I make sure that they're proven, to make sure the bugs are out of them, to make sure the firmware is all straightened out. That's just how I do things, because I don't want a product. I don't mind putting the money out, but I don't want to buy a buggy product. And ICOM, getting back to the ICOM 705, chances of that being buggy are extremely, extremely limited. I would say almost nil, between about non-existent, I would imagine. That's just ICOM quality. They're one of the best, radio manufacturers in the world, in my personal opinion. A lot of people agree with me, but hey, everybody has their brand of choice. Kenwood is very, very popular. I just personally don't believe it's nearly the radio that an ICOM is, but that's okay. That's just what I know about the brand differences. For example, with the Kenwood, each Kenwood is not exactly the same as far as the menu system. And I have been told this by people that have been using Kenwoods for decade or more. Now, conversely, people that purchased an ICOM radio, like an ICOM 5100, as opposed to a Kenwood, was it a T74? They're both handhelds. I have been told pretty much hands down from people that have made the conversion to ICOM, the reason they went with ICOM, all the menu systems are virtually the same. There's no relearning curve with an ICOM. That's just a really, really top-notch reason to stick with a brand, providing it's good, high-quality brand, due to the fact, consistency. You learn one radio, you do not have to ever learn a menu system again. An ICOM menu system is virtually identical for the most part, depending upon the features and functions of the radio, of course, as any other ICOM radio. You just can't go wrong with that. So anyways, so the ICOM 705, go look it up on Google. To understand, you could even put a you can put a down payment down on one of those units at Gigaparts, so I'm told. And I have absolutely no affiliation whatsoever with any radio resellers, period, none. And that's the way I'm going to keep it. But Gigaparts, from what I understand, they're taking pre-registrations or pre-orders, but still pending the FCC regulations that has to pass, of course, to be sold in the United States. And again, I will state, and I've said this already, it's going to pass, of course. Nobody knows when. But anyways, Bobby, KM6IKH, at the Next Gen Podcast Central Studio. I wish everybody have a great day. 73, and we'll catch you down the log.